swan still stinging back on my mind. I feel that phone ringing, and there is no way back from this. Everything hits at once. What we need is just what we want.
Everything hits at once. And hello everyone, this is DJ Harvey Lita, and I'm here for you guys playing some music today. It's Thursday and it's the last day of November. I don't know why I feel the need to say that today. I never say what the day is or anything, but today I feel like it. So yeah, it's the last day of November, which means everyone's gonna start panicking about Christmas and stuff. It started snowing, actually, a while ago, but then it stopped. It just was like a couple of flakes, and that was it. It was really miserable. Hope it snows, actually, because I want to build a snowman with the kid. Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah.
See? She wants to build a snowman.
But it doesn't start snowing yet.
No.
No.
That's boring, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's just something.
Okay, so she's disappointed. Same as me, because there's no snow. So anyways, that was the first song, and I hope you enjoyed it. That was Spoon, Everything Hits at Once. Now I'm going to play an old song that I like a lot, and I usually, well, I play it once in a while. I don't know if you've heard it on my show before, but yeah, I think you have. Anyway, this is Fisher Spooner, Emerge, that I really enjoy.
trois fois. Einstein, faire de plusieurs cadavres en un instant, un mort vivant. Rassembler, coudre ensemble les morceaux, le nez, les yeux, les lèvres et la peau. Les connexions nerveuses fixées au cou par des écrous. Fallait un cerveau aussi grand qu'Einstein pour en greffer un autre à fond. Einstein, faire de plusieurs cadavres en un instant, un mort vivant. Mais il fallait aussi un assistant qui, ayant brisé le cœur par accident, lui substitua celui d'un assassin, assassin. Fallait un cerveau aussi grand qu'Einstein pour en greffer un autre à Frankenstein, faire de plusieurs cadavres en un instant, un mort vivant. Après quelques décharges électriques, il se mit à rouler des mécaniques, puis renversant bec Bazin et cornu, il disparut. Cadavres en un instant, un mort vivant. Je serai avec toi le jour de tes noces, avait promis au docteur le colosse. Et lorsque la fiancée arriva, il l'étrangla.
Okay, so that was Franz Gall, Frankenstein, and before that I played Emerge by Fisher Spooner, and I realized that that was a weird change of like vibe or something, but I don't know, I kind of felt like playing that song next, so I hope you liked it though. It's a cool song, isn't it? Feel like it's fun for like Halloween parties or something. I know that Halloween's gone, but I miss it. So what else? I don't know, I'm kind of like bummed out today, don't know why. Like I had two beers last night, so maybe that's why. Yeah, so I woke up a bit fuzzy and like, what? I don't normally drink, and when I do, I only drink like one beer. So two beers, that's like, whoa, for me. So yeah, I was pretty, like, not drunk, but you know, woozy. So yeah, I woke up weird and stuff. But I'm okay, I guess. I'm just bored, I guess. Should probably do something with Mila later, like maybe go out or something. I'm saying or something a lot again today. I have to apologize for that. Sometimes when I don't know what to say, I just go like da 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 or something, blah 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 or something, and that's how I go. But maybe I should just shut up and play more music, and that won't happen. This is the Beta Band Squares.
I've seen the demons, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. I seen the people, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I gave the run around. I reached for feelings, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. So miles and miles of squares, where's the feeling there? Still nobody cares. For miles and miles of squares, baby, I'll dance to the middle flower. Baby, I'll dance to the middle flower. I seen the demons, but they didn't make a sound.
need someone to take some joy in something I do. You need a man who's either rich or losing a screw. You know I love you, here's the irony. You're going to walk away intact. I think you never liked me anyway. You like yourself and you like men to kiss your ass. Expensive clothes, please stop me there. I think I'm waking up to us. We're a disaster. You don't want to know me 'cause you move in circles of the brave. Where I define the lies. She was the one love of my life and I let her go. And if I look like death today, then please let her know. I never wanted to do harm to her. I only wanted her to see the beauty of the world surrounding her. But when she opened up her eyes, it's much too late. Our chance is gone. She's with the guy who takes the prize for everything I ever showed her. Digging all the fun because she's older. I fed her with the spoon. I made her mother smile. I helped the kid survive. One love of my life, she showed me the road. I let her dog her steady gaze. The chapter is closed.
Chapter is closed.
I always wanted all the best for her. The best thing was to stay away. She grew up and she left the rest of her. I haven't changed, how could I? I'm pretty much the same person. I cannot keep the anger hidden anymore. But lucky for you, you are not around. My anger turns to pity and to love. The season has arrived. The season has arrived.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Julian Casablancas and 11th Dimension. Before that, they played Bell and Sebastian on Waking Up to Us, and before that, the Beta Band Squares. So, yeah, talking about Bell and Sebastian, because I find them a bit boring. Like, I like them in general, like, I like a few songs, but then, after a while, I start getting like, what the heck? Like, they all sound kind of the same, so kind of gets boring after a bit, but they're good. I'm not saying they're not. And what about, yeah, Julian Casablancas? I think that song, that 11th Dimension song, sounds a bit like salsa music, but with like synths and guitars and stuff, and I like it. So it's cool. Maybe he should do a cover of like Gloria Estefan or something. It would be really interesting how that would sound, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so what do you guys think? Don't you think that would be a good idea? Like to hear maybe, I don't know, Conga with like Julian Casablancas or something? Would be cool. But yeah. That's just me. Maybe it's a bad idea. Maybe it will sound like terrible. I don't know. What do you guys think? Tell me. Someone tell me. I'm talking to myself. Okay, so this is Antigold Banshee.
need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? And mess me around, and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you.
Okay, why are you guys hating on my choice of the Foundation? So, Build Me Up, Buttercup. I think it's a cool song. I like it. And, well, I don't know. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like people are cool and nice and have nice things to say to others. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being weird. So, yeah, that was The Foundation's Build Me Up, Buttercup. Why don't you like it? It's a cool song. Anyways, what else? I was actually going to play Lord Tennis Court, and I'm going to play it now. But then I thought, hey, maybe I'm going to play The Foundation's. But then Kumata started, like, trying to, like, steal my thunder and, like, interrupting me or something. I don't know what happened there. So I'm sorry about that. And, well, that's how life goes. And that's how my show goes, usually. I always have, like, some, like, tech issues and stuff, but yeah, that's what happened. And what else? So yeah, talking about, like, that Julian Casablancas Gloria Estefan cover, which hasn't happened, and I hope it happens someday. We were talking about, well, I was talking about, and then you guys joined me, thankfully, because I was talking to myself like a crazy person, about the idea of, like, bringing back people to life, like old artists, like Elvis and stuff, and making them cover new stuff, like Justin Bieber and Katy Perry and all that. And wouldn't that be a good idea? But then that actually made me think of weird covers, like Julian Casablancas covering Gloria Estefan. That would be cool, but it doesn't sound as weird though, now that I think of it. It sounds like people actually would dig it. Like, it's kind of ironic and stuff, and you know, hipsters love that ironic shit. I don't know. So yeah, hipsters exist. I'm sorry about hipsters. What else? This is Lord Tennis Court.
Don't you think that it's boring how people talk? Making smart with the words again. Well, I'm bored. Because I'm doing this for the thrill of it, killing it. Never not chasing a million things I want. And I am only as young as the minute is, full of it, getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. But I know they'll never own me. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane. I'll see the veins of my city like they do in Spain. Filling up fast with the wicked games up in flames. How can I fuck with the fun again when I'm known? And my boys trip me up with their heads again. Loving them, everything's cool when we're all in line for the throne. But I know it's not forever. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
from your window. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new iPhone showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. And talk it up like yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like yeah.
I'm kidding, okay? Here goes X-Hex Hot and Cold. Okay, that was X-Hex, Hot and Cold. Hope you liked it. So yeah, I was doing a jokey thing and tried to play the foundations again, but I don't think people in the archive are gonna get it. Because whatever, I'm not gonna explain it. So what else? Oh yeah, I was talking to Glenn about Jurassic Park. Why? Because he suggested that Foundations was more like of a romantic comedy type soundtrack song thing, and yeah, he's right, absolutely. So I imagine Jurassic Park with that sort of soundtrack music. Why? Because I like Jurassic Park more than most romantic comedies or whatever. So yeah, I'm a nerd. I don't apologize for being a nerd, and I like Sam Neill. Well, why am I saying these things? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, once I watched this trailer, it was a comedy trailer of an actual movie. It was that remake that Nicolas Cage did of what's that movie called? The Wicker Man. Yeah. So that was a remake, and then it was supposed to be a scary film, but I didn't know when I watched the trailer. And it was a comedy trailer made by some YouTuber person, and they changed all the music and stuff and made it now Nicolas Cage is the Wicker Man or something like that, and made it look like a comedy, and actually bought it. I thought it was a comedy, and I watched it, and I was so bored. But it was so bad that it was actually funny, but it wasn't a comedy. So that happened, and it was funny, and that happens when you change like the soundtrack of the films, and it makes them totally different films, and it's cool. So yeah, I thought that information was gonna be better than it was actually. Like, I started saying it and then I disappointed myself, I'm sorry. But yeah, stop mocking me, people. I know you guys are not mocking me, but yeah, that's me being paranoid today. So let's play more music, okay? This is Savages and the song is Evil.
Sits there and stares at me.
That was Gnarls Barkley and the Boogie Monster, and before that they played Evil by Savages, and now opening a box full of Lego. Here you go, and now I think I'm going to play the Yes. This is Down Boy.
Take a cut.
That was Sam Fender, Play God. And, well, it's time for me to say goodbye, you guys, because, well, this show is over in 3 minutes. So thank you all for joining me today. And even though I was a bit boring, I suppose, but I like talking to you, and I hope you didn't think I was being a bit weird. Today, I don't know. So I still have one last song to play, but it's 2 minutes and 49 seconds long, and I don't think it will play in its entirety, and Kumata will cut it off, and it will be annoying, especially to Gert, and I'm sorry about that. But thank you all for joining. Thank you, Bandcamp, Marco, and Gert, Glenn, Pasternak, and Anton, and everyone, Nigel, and everyone on Mastodon who's talking to me and stuff. Thank you, guys. And yay, Mila found her missing Lego piece. That's awesome. So thank you, guys. And I'll be joining you guys. Well, I'll be here on Tuesday, and I hope to join me. That's what I meant to say, but my mouth went all blah, blah, blah. And so I hope you have a nice weekend. I'm sure going to try and have a nice weekend. But let's see what happens, okay? So next Tuesday, same time, 12:30 Universal Coordinated Time, which is like 7:30 Eastern Time or something, and Same if you're in London, it's 12:30 and whatever. So you have to convert it. And thank you for the archive listeners as well. Had like 20 listeners today. That was amazing. But then it went back to like 13, which is my usual amount of listeners. So thank you for joining me, and I'll be back on Tuesday. I already said that. But I'm not going to play the last song because there's only 1 minute left and Kumata sucks. So thank you. I'm going away now. And peace out. Yeah, I guess. But don't peace out. Just peace out. You know what I mean. Okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you. That's it.